Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, I don't have you for a lot of time tonight, but we'll be with you for the next 20 or so minutes. We'll take you to just before 6:30. That's when our coverage of Thursday Night Football begins. An exciting game tonight. I'm this game this evening that you're going to hear right here on KMOX with the Cowboys and the Lions. Cowboys are 6-5-1. Lions are 7-5. This might be a playoff elimination game tonight. Certainly, whoever wins is in a much, much, much better position to be a playoff team, and whoever loses is in a really tough spot. This is a really compelling matchup tonight, and we hope you enjoy the broadcast this evening from Westwood One Sports right here on KMOX. But until we get to that, you got a little bit of me as, again, we'll take you till 6:30 this evening. We'll also keep you updated on what's going on with the Blues. They are going to drop the puck in Boston in just a few moments. Kind of cool today. Liam Doyle, Cardinals up-and-coming pitcher, top draft pick this past year, he lives about a half hour from Boston and from TD Garden where they're playing tonight. He is in the house this evening. He spent some time with the Blues in their locker room today, took a bunch of pictures, got to speak with a good number of folks. Yeah, there was Matthew DeFranks and Derek Gould combined to write a story about it that was posted to STL Today. Doyle's saying all the right things, by the way. He says that, you know, he grew up a Bruins fan, but now that he is a now that he's a St. Louis Cardinal, he is going to be rooting for the Blues tonight. So he's saying all the right things, but I don't know. I always get a call me a sap for like emotional stuff or whatever. I get a kick out of it when teams kind of intermingle with each other. Like, I always love it when one team is in the playoffs, so at the press conferences for the other teams in town, they're wearing the jerseys of the other. Like, I love that stuff. And I think we have it really good, especially with the Cardinals and Blues. I think they play along with each other very, very, very well. I would say the Battle Hawks do as well. I think City sometimes leaves a little something to be desired there. Sometimes it feels like they're on their own little island doing their own thing. I would, if they asked me, I would respectfully encourage them to get a little bit more involved in the St. Louis sports ecosystem if they would wish. But you know, they're still early on in their existence. But yeah, I really like it when this stuff happens. So Liam Doyle in the house tonight as the Blues and Bruins, they are just now underway, and we'll see if the Blues can get things going, because it has been it's so weird because it hasn't been great, right? We're not trying to fake something here. It has not been good for the Blues so far this year. That being said, as bad as you feel about this team, they're still in a perfectly fine position. Right now, as we speak, at 6:10 p.m. on December 4th, the Blues have 25 points. the team that is the last playoff team in the Western Conference playoff standings right now is San Jose. They have 29 points. The Blues are 4 points out of a playoff spot. That's nothing. Now, there's a bunch of teams that they got to jump over to get there, but that's why it would be – it's hard to evaluate this team because they simply have not played the way we expected them to play this year. And if they were buried, then maybe we're already starting that conversation about what is it going to look like as we inch closer and closer to the trade deadline. But they're not buried at all. So if at some point in time – they get to a place where they are able to actually play the way we expected them to play this year, it's not really going to take that much work for them to all of a sudden be in a playoff spot again. And part of that is, you know, we talk about this with the Cardinals and with baseball all the time. Sometimes you get stuck watching your own team and you don't really know what else is going on across the league, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. If you're a Cardinals fan and you don't pay much attention to what else is happening in Major League Baseball, I'm not mad at you for that. Where I get frustrated sometimes is when there are assumptions being made about what else is happening. You know, the Cardinals might be struggling in a certain area, and you'll get the comments of this team, you know, if not acknowledging the fact that that is a struggle that's happening across all of baseball. So the point that I'm trying to get to here with the Blues, and then we'll move on because this is what I was planning to talk about today. But outside of the top of the standings in the NHL, it gets really muddled in the middle. Like, there's a handful of really good teams, just a few, and then all of a sudden, everybody's got like the everybody's in the same neighborhood. Like the vast majority of the NHL is sitting somewhere between 33 and 25 points, so an 8-point differential covers about 80% of the league. And that's, you have, let's see, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you have 6 teams that have more than 33 points: Colorado, Dallas, Washington, Minnesota, Carolina, and Tampa Bay. And you have 3 teams with less than 25 points: Vancouver, Nashville, and Calgary. So that's what I say. Did I say 5 above the 33? 1, 2, it says 6. So you have all but 9 teams in the entire league are in that middle area, and that just creates a situation where anybody can do just about anything this year and nobody is completely out of it. The teams with the worst record in hockey, let's say Calgary, they've played 28 games, they have 22 points. Nashville's played 26 games, they also have 22 points. Those two teams, even them, they are only sitting 7 points out of a playoff spot. So nobody has been completely buried and nobody has been knocked out of this thing quite yet. We'll wanted to spend some more time on baseball, and we'll do this. We'll have a full show tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be the final show before I head to Orlando for the baseball winter meetings. Actually, got a question earlier today when we were doing Rush Hour Sports. Our friend Lauren, who listens in on just about an everyday basis, made the point that generally you hear about the winter meetings beginning on Monday. So what is going on Sunday? Well, what's going on Sunday is setup. And so that's basically it. I go in Saturday. We've got a broadcast location that we set up in Orlando and at the winter meetings every single year. That there's some logistics that go along with it. You got to get the power run. You got to get the internet run. You got to get all that stuff run over. So when you hear about us going in so we can get things set up on Sunday, it's actually kind of cool just to be around there on Sunday because it's such a – it's such a production at the winter meetings from a media standpoint because MLB Network has their set. SNY generally has a set out of New York. Yes Network has a set, the two New Yorks. Marquee from Chicago had previously had one. Like they used to have the full setup, and they've kind of gone down a notch or two over the last few years, so I don't know what they're going to end up having. But just watching everything get put together on that Sunday before things pick up is always kind of interesting. We'll talk more about the expectation for the winter meetings, which are just a couple days from getting started. We'll do that after we take a quick break. More in just a moment. You are locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Bad news from Boston as the Blues find themselves down by a 1-0 score. The Bruins just scored the first goal of the game. We'll keep you updated on that for the next few minutes before we wrap things up here at the bottom of the hour. And then we are going to get out of here early because we've got Thursday Night Football. This is going to be an exciting one tonight. Dallas and Detroit, two high-scoring teams, two teams with a lot on the line tonight. So looking forward to that playing out this evening. Baseball winter meetings are they open on Sunday. They get underway earnestly on Monday, and it's 3 days of a lot going on. And it's for your perspective, because you care about moves and things like that, all that's going on. But it's also an opportunity for the industry to get together. Most people associated with Major League Baseball are there, and there's meetings for marketing people, there's meetings for public relations people, there's a lot going on over the few days that impacts the entire world of Major League Baseball. It used to impact the minor leagues a lot more than it does now. The minor leagues kind of pulled out of their part of it a few years ago coming out of COVID, and they sort of do their own thing now. They've got a minor league promotional seminar conference deal that they do. There used to be a big job fair that the Professional Baseball Employment Organization used to do. That doesn't really exist anymore as well. So it's changed in recent times, really coming out of COVID. But it is, from a Major League Baseball standpoint, there's a lot going on. You just heard the promo a few moments ago, for those of you who are listening on the radio, where promoting the fact that we are going to be at the winter meetings. And you heard Chaim Bloom talk about the very busy couple weeks coming up. And I believe those comments were made when he was speaking with Tom Ackerman during sports on a Sunday morning. And I do think that this is a really busy time for this team. I never go into the winter meetings with an assumption that things are going to happen, because that has to happen organically. And sometimes there's just nothing going on that is quite ready to be done at the winter meetings. We talked about this earlier during Rush Hour Sports. Just because, and look, there easily could be multiple moves made over the few days there. And I would love for that to happen, because I think it's good for baseball. I think it's good for baseball fans when the industry is together in one spot for stuff to actually happen. That is a good thing. And I certainly hope that that does happen over the next few days in Orlando. But if it doesn't, that in no way, shape, or form means that it was a fruitless winter meetings. Now, if we get to February 1st and the Cardinals still haven't made any moves, then we can retroactively return to this conversation and say, okay, maybe the winter meetings did not bear quite as much fruit as we thought that they were going to. But these conversations taking place, teams knowing that the Cardinals are open for business, that's another really important thing here. And I think it's Bernie who's written about this a little bit. I think it's Bernie. Bernie's written that historically, recent history, there's been at times grumbling from other teams in baseball, not really understanding the direction that the Cardinals are going, not really knowing if they're truly open for business or not. And I also think this is a really unique moment in time for the organization, because every team falls in love with their own guys. Every team falls in love with their own guys. You should. You draft them. You develop them. You invest in them. You get to know them. Of course you fall in love with them. And I don't think anybody's ever run away from that. I mean, I heard John Mozeliak talk about it multiple times, about how they value their own guys. And then all of a sudden you get into the market and it is very obvious that the industry values one of your players in a different way than you value them. So then you get stuck in this spot where, do you do something where you feel like you're selling low because you think so much more highly of your own player than the organization? Or do you just hold on to them because you don't feel like any of the offers out there? Well, I know Heim Bloom's been in the organization here for a while now. And this is not, it's a little bit of a different scenario than when first year president of baseball operations walk into situations. But for the most part, the guys in this organization that are going to get moved are players that were brought in by John Mozeliak and his team. Much of his team still exists within the organization as well. But it is the rare moment in time where Bloom, or we don't even specifically use his name, it's a rare moment in time in baseball where a president of baseball operations maybe doesn't have the affection for certain players where they feel like they're getting low ball offers from other teams in the league. And I don't want to see the Cardinals go through this again for a while. I would be very happy if what they're going through right now, and what's probably going to take a couple, 2-3 years, if all of a sudden they go into another 25 or 30 year run of maximum success and multiple World Series and all of that. And I think that is a legit possibility of happening. But here they are in this situation, something that happens to most teams at some point during just the cyclical nature of sports. Now, Cardinals had something to do with this because they let some things go. I'm not just saying that this just happens organically. There is culpability for sure that goes along with this. But go through this, go get as much talent as you possibly can, and go from there. And that's what I'm hoping happens. I think the Sonny Gray trade was a good indication of the moment Bloom gets an offer that he's comfortable with, that he's gonna pull the trigger, because that trade happens pretty early on in this baseball offseason. So that tells me that once they have a move that they're comfortable with, do it and get on to the next thing, because there's a lot of things that are on the checklist for this offseason. All right, that's just about going to do it for the program today. Again, we've got Thursday Night Football tonight. It's a good one. The Cowboys and the Lions. Don't go anywhere. Our coverage from Westwood One Sports begins in 3 minutes right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.